Franklin police are warning people to be on the lookout for crazy deer. One deer has crashed through the front doors, and we're talking solid front doors.
Yeah.
Smashed through them and entered houses. Didn't make it far inside the house and then took off, but there's a deer out there.
Oh my gosh.
Who's either very angry, very horny, or wants to sell you something.
I think horny because it's their like mating season
is
right
it?
Now.
So,
yeah,
because
so it's hunting season.
Maybe they think there's a deer of the opposite sex
totally.
And they want to ram into the house to get to it.
Yeah.
So, rethink that sexy fake deer that you're keeping in your living room because it's drawing the wrong crowd.
It's my favorite Christmas decoration.
Yeah, take your mounts off the wall just for the time being.
Right. Totally hits, totally Nashville 93.3. It's the Woody and Jim Show. We asked this yesterday. You had to get up one thing for a year. Would it be kissing or condiments?
Our listeners mostly going with condiments they wouldn't go without. They would give up kissing.
Hmm.
Yeah, yeah. I put a poll out on Instagram too, and it was 19 condiments to 12 kissing.
Okay.
Okay.
So not a super landslide, but.
Right.
Robin on Facebook said, absolutely give up kissing. I can make do with a wonderful hug, but a hot dog or hamburger without mustard? Perish the thought.
I do not raw dog my hot dogs.
Well, some people say like, oh, if you don't put, you know, stuff on there, you do a food reset and your taste buds know what you're actually putting.
Right,
you
as
know,
you're just you know,
your
tasting
mouth.
Whatever you're putting on your food. Yeah.
Right. Huh? I think I could go without kissing.
Okay.
Really?
Condiments. I'd need those.
You would be team condiments?
Okay. Yeah. I mean, really, what are we putting condiments on stuff for? It's because that stuff isn't good enough. It's like dry or it doesn't have taste.
You need to enhance it.
So we've got to enhance it.
Okay.
Okay.
You know? Dagwood in the afternoons, he said that he's not good at kissing, so he would give up kissing for years.
And the benefit of giving up kissing is, you know, you're probably going to do better in cold and flu season.
True.
Yeah.
Yeah.
No head bonks, you know, because like, which one do I go, left or right? I don't know.
Yeah.
I would give up condiments.
Yeah.
Really?
Because I got a kiss.
Yeah.
Because I'm just so romantic.
You're a physical touch kind of guy.
That's right.
Go ahead.
No, you go ahead.
I was going to say, I think I would give up condiments because this little girl has a lot of kisses coming her way.
Mm-hmm.
So
yeah, I mean, you're still in the first year of your marriage.
Right.
Yeah, so...
Basically, your honeymoon stage. You don't want to give that up.
Yeah, no. Yeah. My baby girl, she's going to be... Only from me and her dad will have kissing. We'll have kisses.
Yep.
For a while. We're doing the whole, like, nobody kiss her.
Yeah, I didn't even think about that. You wouldn't be able to kiss your baby.
Yeah.
I'm just thinking, your husband. But...
Yeah, it wouldn't be just all kisses.
Yeah,
right.
The cheeks and the feet and the hands. Like, I got to kiss them.
Can't make out with your dog.
I do kiss my dog.
Yeah.
Oh my God, you're right.
I will say, I think it's a safe bet that my husband would give up kissing because he's a big ketchup lover.
He loves ketchup.
To an unhealthy degree.
It's disgusting.
Right?
Well, my girlfriend and I stopped and had dinner at Cracker Barrel last night.
Oh yeah.
And I got you something that in the gift shop. Now this is not for you, this is for your husband Landon. It's something
my
I saw and I said, oh, that's perfect. It's a little stuffed ketchup bottle.
And it says,
I put ketchup on my ketchup.
That is hilarious. Oh my gosh.
That's
I cannot wait to give this to him. He's going to put it on his desk in his studio.
Christmas came early
so
for Gina's
funny.
Husband.
Oh my gosh. Thank you.
Well, sure.
That's hilarious.
It's a wonderland of gifts at the Cracker Barrel.
That is not far off either. He does. It's disgusting.
What
I'll
you say
take a
he
picture.
Puts ketchup on bacon.
On bacon, he scoops the ketchup with his bacon,
geez.
And he puts it on steak. It's like an insult when I make steak.
Steak?
Oh, yeah.
No.
You guys.
Don't ruin the steak.
No! Yeah.
Just drink from the bottle of ketchup and give the steak to somebody who could appreciate
it. That's what I'm saying. So, safe bet, he's given up kissing.
Yeah.
Here are three things you want to know with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Well, the House and the Senate have passed it. The president signed it. The government is back open.
Yay! Took long enough.
Yeah. Feels like it could have been done a month ago.
Yeah. Probably, yeah.
Probably
yeah.
could have.
Nobody's happy, but everyone's happy.
Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, that's kind of true.
Yeah.
I mean, for the good of the country, it was good they opened things up so people get paid again and the SNAP benefits start back again.
Right.
Exactly.
Yeah. Kanye West is scheduled to perform in Brazil at the end of the month, and they say he could be arrested right away if he does anything on stage that apologizes for Nazism. If you've been noticing, he does stuff like he has like swastika merchandise on his website and stuff like that.
So if he does anything pro-Nazi on stage,
they could just arrest him.
They're going to get him.
Yeah. Even though, isn't that weird? I think most of the Nazis went to Brazil.
That's right. That's
like, maybe they just want to get away from that stereotype.
Yeah, probably.
Yeah, right.
We're not Nazis anymore.
We're not their summer retreat anymore.
Well, this is actually pretty cool. So Uber is rolling out a new safety feature here in Nashville where women can now choose women-only drivers.
That's cool.
I totally get that.
I like that.
Me too. Yeah, called Women Preferences. Yeah, because I've had times where, like, Landon's been at work, and I've said that in the car, like, with the guy driver. And I immediately regret it because I'm like, shoot, now this guy knows that.
Knows
I'm
that you're alone.
Alone,
yeah.
Right.
Yeah, that's
and
true.
I mean, women can be dangerous too, you know, like.
But I think your chances are a lot better.
Statistically,
I could hold my own against a woman way easier than I could a man.
Oh,
yes.
Yeah. Plus, you got that pregnant rage going right
now. Oh, so, yeah. Mama Bear. Oh, yeah.
My money's on Gina.
Yeah, they're kidding.
Thanks, guys. Yeah, so pretty cool. It's rolling out to 26 states, including ours. So
good. Good for us.
Yep.
Helping you get through the week with a Woody and Jim Mood Boost.
Hey, feeling good, like I should. When in Durka, walk around the neighborhood.
You know, not much changes a person's day and makes it better. It's really the small things that matter and, you know, become important to us.
Yeah.
So a small school district in Ohio, they ended up setting up a microphone in the middle of a hallway. And they asked students to share something that happened during the day or the week that was good to them.
Nice.
The students really hopped on this trend and it took off. It's pretty cool.
Someone told me that my hair looked really pretty today. There was a new girl at school today and I think I made a new friend. So, yeah.
I got 100% on my German test today.
I think the best part of my day today was seeing all my teachers like come to school and be happy to see us and like smiling.
We went to Pilates this morning.
I finally got a girlfriend.
A good thing that happened to me today was Ms. Gates, she complimented my artwork.
I love that.
That is so cool.
Yeah.
More schools should do that. That's really sweet.
Totally. Especially like the teacher's one, you know, because, you know, they're stressed out.
Oh, yeah.
This whole 6-7 thing, like, I'm sure they just want to pull their hair out constantly. The fact that these kids are picking up that the teachers love them, you know, is really cool, I think.
That's very cool.
Yeah.
Love that. This Mood Boost is brought to you by Maple Street Biscuit Company. Wake up to WOW in Brentwood, Berry Hill, and Murfreesboro. If you haven't seen 911 Nashville, it is a terrible show.
There's a guy in Nashville in his apartment who's been posting on TikTok ideas for 911 Nashville.
Uh-huh.
And I think they're as good, if not better, than anything they use on the show, which isn't saying much.
Yeah.
But the credit to Drumming Bird is his handle on TikTok.
Okay.
And you guys, why don't we treat this like a pitch meeting?
Okay.
He'll throw the idea out. You guys,
these are ideas for 911 Nashville, and we'll try to rate them. Okay.
Okay.
Nashville 911, there's a pregnant woman at Madame Tussauds Wax Museum, and it got really hot, and all the wax figures melted, and now she's drowning in the wax.
She's drowning in the melted wax.
I love his monotone delivery, too.
Oh, yeah. All of his stuff is
at the wax museum at Opry Mills, and, you know, it gets really hot, and the wax melts, and she's stuck in the wax.
I mean, it's just as believable as the fridge scene.
Yeah, or, you know, the killer, you know, frozen corn in a tornado.
Or the kite. Yeah.
I would watch that.
Yeah. We'll give it a green light. Okay.
It depends on whose statue she's melting into.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, my God, it's Johnny Cash.
Here's another one.
Nashville 911, Theo Vaughn was eating hot chicken in his car, and then he rubbed his eyes, and it was spicy, and he couldn't see, and he crashed his car into the Ryman.
Yeah, that could happen.
I totally see that
one
happening.
Yeah, totally. Especially Theo Vaughn. I would love a Theo Vaughn cameo.
Here's another one from the mall.
Nashville 911. I was at the Aquarium restaurant that is also at the Opry Mills Mall, and all the glass broke, and it flooded the whole place, and there are sharks in the water.
Sharknado!
Oh my God! That's the dream come true.
Yeah.
Those are all scenarios that would be totally better than whatever they come up with on that show.
Absolutely.
Coming to you on season two of 911 Nashville.
Yes.
Well, remember back in the day, years ago, when we actually had the big Nashville flood,
right?
They said that there was piranha floating around Opry Mills.
And because they were in the aquarium restaurant that got destroyed.
Oh, people were being eaten that were going to clean up. Every day we have to answer the question, how bad are the Tennessee Titans? And we may have our answer from broadcast networks.
That's right. So this Sunday, the Titans are hosting the Houston Texans at Nissan Stadium. And we are the only people that will see it.
They
oh my gosh.
Usually it's like regional games where, you know.
Yeah, they'll show it throughout Tennessee.
Yeah, yeah.
But for this week, they've decided in places like Memphis, Chattanooga, Knoxville, they're going to show a Bears-Viking game.
They're not even going to bother to show the Titans.
They know that more people will watch those games than the Tennessee Titans.
Yeah.
The article I read didn't even say if they're going to show it in Houston because that's the other team playing.
I would imagine they would.
Maybe they don't even want to see.
Maybe they don't want to see their own team
we
either.
We like our team, but yeah, we don't want to see them play the Titans.
So only in Nashville you'll be able to see the Titans game.
That's it.
And we don't even want to see it.
So if you live in Chattanooga or Knoxville and you want to see the Titans, you'll have to drive to Nashville to see it.
Mm-hmm. Right.
On the other flip side, if you don't want to see the Titans, you'll have to drive to Chattanooga or Knoxville to watch the Bears game. Let's play Gender Wars. It's brought to you by Tree Fellers. Trees you need gone? Well, you can contact Tree Fellers. Visit them online at localtreefellers.com. For the ladies, we have Jackie in Mount Juliet. For the guys, we have Hayden in Thompson Station. Good morning, y'all.
Good morning. Good morning.
So let's get to know you. Jackie, what's a low-key skill you have?
That I can literally trip over nothing. I can trip over air.
You trip over invisible things.
Yeah. I can't see anything invisible, you know?
That's awesome. Hayden, what about you? What's a low-key skill you have?
I like to think I'm pretty good at puzzles, Lego, and cards, I think. I would consider those low-key.
You each have a screw you can use if you get in trouble. Let's start with a multiple choice question.
All right, Jackie, here we go. Did Mike Myers make 2, 3, or 4 Austin Power movies?
4.
No.
Oh,
just 3.
Wow. 1 too many.
3 too many.
All right, Hayden. Is Talk of the Town seen weekdays on channel 2, 4, or 5?
2.
No, Channel 5.
Okay.
Channel 5.
No correct answers yet. See if you can score first, Jackie. The Penguins are an NHL hockey team that play for what city?
Can I use my screw?
Yes.
Yes.
Okay, just in time. All right, Hayden, she hopes you don't know this. The Penguins play for what city?
Pittsburgh.
Yeah.
That's right.
Ah,
oh, you're killing me, man.
Screw worked against you there, Jackie. Hayden got a point for that. And now it's his official turn.
All right, Hayden, who is Blue Ivy Carter's famous mom?
Beyonce?
It
is Beyonce.
Wow. And 2-0, there's no way that Jackie can catch up.
Nope.
Hayden's the winner.
Woo! Oh, congratulations. Wow.
Count Gender Wars is one of your low-key skills.
Yeah,
that's
right.
Exactly.
Jackie, sorry you tripped over the invisible finish line here on the game.
That's right.
Thanks to both of you for playing Gender Wars with Woody and Jim on Totally Hits 93.3.
Gina, you're about a month away from having your baby.
Yes.
And you've been doing your research.
Yes. Yeah. There's a couple things that you can do now that help kind of speed labor along and make it a little easier, I guess.
Induce labor, you know, something to kind of get the gears going.
Yeah. There's no scientific proof that it can actually like start labor sort of earlier, I guess, but I'm hopeful for that. But they do say it kind of softens your insides up to help the baby get come ready. Out. Yeah.
Are these things you found on TikTok or Reels?
TikTok. I've seen doctors talk about it. But I mean, they're TikTok doctors, so you know. But I
trust me, I'm a TikTok doctor.
There's a couple things that I won't like mention on air because they're like a little TMI. But my doctor did confirm those ones, so I was
Well, that's good. You checked as a pro.
Yeah, but apparently, if you eat 6 dates a day.
Dates.
All right.
Yes. Okay. But there's a recipe I found that tastes like Snickers. You like put peanut butter and chocolate. So they're not terrible. And they taste kind of like caramel. And then spicy foods are great as well.
Oh, like Mexican food, that kind of stuff.
But my question with that, I don't have a high tolerance for spice. So is it like traditional spicy food or is it what's spicy to me?
Oh, that's a good question.
I don't know. Yeah.
And if it's really spicy, sure, it may help things along, but if it wrecks your digestive system.
That's what I'm saying. Right. Yeah, like if I can't tolerate it.
What's the benefit? Yeah.
Right.
Yeah,
if you eat enough Hattie B's, you know, hot chicken, and the baby's going to go, let me out of here.
Oh, yeah. I'm hot. Yeah. Raspberry tea is another one, like red leaf raspberry tea.
Okay.
And then pineapple juice.
Really?
Yeah.
The tea thing, there's like, if you talk to somebody who loves tea, it cures cancer. It grows limbs back if you've been in an accident. Yeah. I mean, it does everything.
Yeah.
Everything.
Ask your TikTok doctor. Yes. It's true.
Yeah. And then there's they say to walk like 3 miles a day, which no. Or you can do what's called curb walking, where you have one foot on like the street and one foot on a curb, and
you kind of walk inside.
You're off balance. Like,
yes.
Oh.
That's supposed to help like get your like pelvic. Right and loose.
Oh, okay.
I guess.
Kind of stretching things out.
Yeah. And then there's like exercise ball exercises that I've been
just
doing.
Just something to make the baby dizzy.
Exactly.
Let me
spin
out of
around.
Here.
Yep.
So you did the dates one. Have you tried any of the others?
Yes. I have my raspberry tea right now that I'm drinking. I do that. And then I'll probably start the curb walking next week because they say you can start that at 36 weeks.
Okay.
Spicy foods, man. I just don't love spicy foods, so that's gonna be a tough one. But I'll do it.
You're gonna make yourself do it?
Oh, for sure.
Because you want it to happen. You don't want to go long.
No. Oh my. No. And for the health of everybody around me, nobody else wants me to go over either. So
mine and just about everybody I know, favorite movie, Devil Wears Prada. 20 years ago, it came out.
Wow.
Yesterday, they dropped the trailer for Devil Wears Prada 2.
Yay!
In which Miranda Priestly, played by Meryl Streep, and Anne Hathaway's Andrea meet up after all this time in an elevator.
Miranda?
Took you long enough.
It looks like it's going to be great. The original are going to be back. Stanley Tucci, Emily Blunt.
I love that.
And some newcomers as well.
Yeah. That's very cool. Last night around 8:30, my girlfriend Melissa and I were driving home from Mount Pleasant looking for the Northern Lights and didn't see anything.
Nothing, huh?
They said, you know, it's like your camera on your phone will see it better than your naked eye, but we saw nothing.
Yeah.
Okay.
A couple times we saw like a little glow, but I think it was the actual sunset, or it might have just been, you know, fumes coming off the Mount Trashmore in Murfreesboro.
Yeah, but turned my head around as I drove to Ross Dress for Less after dinner last night. Didn't see it.
Yeah.
Inside or out.
Two sightings that we had no sightings.
Yeah, you know, honestly, I don't have time to be like looking and then bring my phone out and
I don't have time to be looking
phone.
Up in the sky and
yeah,
stuff.
Yeah, I just like.
I mean, it's torture.
It is.
It's too much.
It's
They're
a lot
asking
of work.
Too much. Yeah, I'll just look at pictures.
Yeah, we just want to keep our head down and get moving with life.
Yeah. I got better things to do, like sleep.
Well, yeah, you know, like Nashville Reddit and Facebook are all full of pictures, mm-hmm. but, you know. Who knows if they're Photoshop? They could be AI. I don't know.
I don't
believe in anything anymore.
Yeah, pink sky? What's that?
Yeah. So I guess that's it. We're supposed to not see it anymore, I guess, after last night.
That's it.
What are we doing the rest of the day, you guys?
Well, as soon as we get done, I'm going to finalize my TikTok order. Gina and I are getting cheap sneakers.
Ah!
Hoka's for $29.99.
It's a steal.
Which is Yeah, because they're usually well over $100.
Yeah. Are they really?
Yeah. Okay.
So yeah. That's what I'm doing. Then I'm going to go to the gym.
All right.
Nice.
And just wait for your new sneakers.
I will.
Will they deliver them to you at the gym?
We'll see.
Yeah, I'll be going to the gym as well, and then probably just picking up the house. It's gotten kind of cluttered. Right. So doing that.
Yeah, I'm going to have a lunch with my son Jeff today, so look out, nice. Smyrna. The Wood Boys are coming to town. And then I'll probably run home and grab a nap because I want to be well-rested for tonight because 911 Nashville, new episode tonight at 8 o'clock, and it's my turn to watch it.
Our Music City TV. Treasure.
I was looking at the sneak preview for tonight's episode.
Oh.
It's called Good Southern Manners. Don, Blue, and Ryan take extreme measures to prevent a distillery explosion. And there's a 911 call center disruption due to hackers. That's gonna involve, you know, Brad Paisley's wife. So I hope it's going to be all right.
That sounds great.
And we'll let you know tomorrow.